This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Some people can only take you so far. And if you don't recognize that early enough, they don't just slow you down, they cap, not pew pew, but a ceiling. So let me say that again because somebody needs to hear it today. Some people can only take you so far. That's true in your business. That's true in your leadership. That's true in relationships. And honestly, that's true in how we talk to ourselves. Here's the dangerous part. We don't usually see the ceiling while we're standing under it. We normalize it. We justify it. We explain it away. He's overwhelmed. She's doing her best. I don't think we can survive without them. What if it all falls apart? And before you know it, you're not leading the business. The business is being held hostage by fear. And today we're talking about ceilings. We're talking about capacity. We're talking about people who are good, but not right. And we're talking about the lie in your brain, the lie that tells you that makes everything feel way worse than it actually is. Because here's the truth. I want to land by the end of this episode. It is never as bad as you think it's going to be. Let's get into it. Let's talk shop for a minute. I've seen this over and over again with service advisors. You have a service advisor who can consistently do 25 to 30,000 a week in sales, solid, reliable, shows up, customers like them. And then you hear it, Chris, I'm overwhelmed. We need to hire somebody else. I can't handle any more cars. We're maxed out. We need to slow the shop down. Here's the hard truth. They might be maxed out, but the shop is not maxed out. That advisor has hit their capacity ceiling. Now, compare that with another advisor, and you've seen this too. Someone who makes 45, 50 grand a week look easy. Same shop, same car count, same DVI process, same phone system, different ceiling. And this is where owners get stuck. Because instead of asking, is this the right person for where we're going? They ask, how do I protect this person from the business? And that's backwards. Your job isn't to slow the business down to protect people. Your job is to build the right team for the business you're trying to grow. Some people are great, but they are great up to a point. And pretending otherwise doesn't make it noble. It just makes it expensive. So let's peel the onion a little bit and go a layer deeper, because this is where things get emotional. At some point, most shop owners think this thought, I don't know if we'd survive without them. That's hostage thinking. And listen, I get it. They know the customers, they know the software, they know the quirks. They've been with you a long time. It's easy. It's comfortable. You don't have to train anybody else. You don't have to hire anybody else. But comfort is not the same thing as contribution. And here's the part nobody wants to admit. Sometimes the business isn't struggling because you're short-staffed. It's struggling because the wrong person is blocking growth, or wrong persons is blocking growth. And stinkers, even well-meaning ones, bring down the entire organization. They normalize stress. They normalize chaos. They normalize just getting by. Great employees elevate the room. The wrong employees shrink the room. And the scariest part, owners will sometimes tolerate one stinker and lose three great people because of it. That's leadership malpractice. So let's talk about what's really driving this. It's your brain. It's your mind. Your brain is a worst case scenario machine. If you've ever thought, what if customers leave? What if sales drop? What if the phones blow up? What if I can't replace them? What if this ruins everything? Great, you're human, but here's what experience has taught us and has what taught me in coaching hundreds, if not a thousand shop owners at this point through crisis, fear, everything, all the time. It is never as bad as you think it's going to be. Not once, not ever, not even close. Your mind exaggerates outcomes. It fills in gaps with fear. It tells stories that feel real, but they're not true. And on the other side of most of those scary decisions, shop runs smoother, team breathes easier, culture improves, revenue often goes up. Why is that? Because the pressure points were removed. All right? So let me hit pause for just a second and talk about a company I trust and recommend all the time, Shop Marketing Pros. If your shop is capped right now, if you're afraid to make people changes because you're worried about car count, that's not a people problem. That's a marketing problem. Shop Marketing Pro specializes in helping independent auto repair shops increase car count, attract the right customers, and build predictable demand, not feast or famine chaos. They understand our industry. They understand service advisors. They understand what actually drives phone calls and appointments. If you want your shop to grow without fear, if you want options instead of desperation, if you want to stop feeling held hostage by staffing decisions, go check them out, because strong marketing gives you leverage and leverage gives you freedom. Here's something I've learned the hard way. Not every great person is the right person. And that doesn't make them bad. Some people are right for a season, right for a certain size shop, right for a certain level of complexity. But leadership means asking, what do we need to become to reach the next level? If you're building a $2 million shop, the team looks one way. If you're building a $4 million shop, it looks completely different than that. If you're building a MSO or a multi-location operation, it looks different again. Growth requires change. And sometimes the most loving thing you can do for them and for the business is to acknowledge that there's a ceiling. So I'm going to leave you with this. Some people can only take you so far, and that's okay. Doesn't mean they failed. It doesn't mean you failed. It means you're growing. Do not let fear make decisions for you. Do not let comfort cap your future. Do not let your mind convince you that survival depends on one person. It doesn't. You are more capable than you think. Your business is more resilient than you think. And the outcome is never as bad as the story you're telling yourself. Lead with clarity. Build with intention. And remember, you're allowed to want more. See you on the next episode of the Weekly Blitz. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.